Backseat Producers, episode 315, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. This is Tony.
This is Daryl.
This is Jolie.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
I heard that about you, yes.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, who are you?
Hey, what are we talking about next week?
Next week,
get this out of the way because I got like three things I want to talk about.
All right, next week we're going to talk about Fargo, the movie, not the TV show, but I wanted to watch the movie again because I've been watching the TV show.
So you just want an excuse to watch the movie. Yeah, have we confirmed?
No. So I'm going to be watching the movie again.
Yeah.
So let's do it for the podcast.
So it's a two for birds. A twofer. Yeah. So you've confirmed that it has not been discussed already.
I have confirmed. Like the fourth link when I looked up Backseat Producers Fargo was Wells Fargo. So I'm pretty sure we didn't do it.
Well, we may have charged for it.
The first link was just the homepage, Backseat Producers. Like the second one was The Man Who Wasn't There, which was when we were doing our noir movies.
Oh, I think I skipped that month.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't here that month.
I think that was when I was writing my thesis.
I think you're right. Honestly, yeah, I think you're right.
I liked how those two things matched up.
It was when Jill was here, I'm pretty sure.
Before we killed her?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, it fit with the noir theme.
That's terrible.
This actually kind of fits with the Fargo theme for next week.
Yeah, it does. Exactly.
It kind of does.
Who among us is being fed into the wood chipper?
Bad news, Daryl.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, I spoiled Fargo for everyone.
I haven't seen it.
Really?
Really.
Oh, man.
I don't like that northern accent. It puts me off. I saw a preview and I was like, nope.
It's like the Boston accent.
How?
Yeah, when I go to Green Bay, it's a rough trip.
Oh, man.
It's not as noticeable in the TV show. Like, there's a few of the side characters.
Well, first off.
Well, they're not trying that hard.
Saul Goodman's in it, so I'm going to watch it regardless.
He's good.
He's always good. He's never not good.
I said, Better Call Saul, and Julie didn't get it at first. And I said something about Bob Odenkirk, and she's like, is that who that is? Yeah. Oh, that's why you said that.
Oh, that makes me sad in the pants.
She hasn't watched Breaking Bad.
So that makes me sadder in the pants.
All right, so you had things to discuss.
Yeah, Tony. I'm going to ruin anybody who's going to listen to this episode. So the How I Met Your Mother finale.
We talked about that when you weren't here.
Well, I wasn't here.
Yeah.
So I watched.
And that's why I freely talked about it, because I knew you were going to watch it.
Yeah, so I watched the second to last episode and then thought it was the last episode. And I was like, oh, all right. I'm fine with that ending. Like With them getting married. I'm like, all right, show's over. And then, like, so I avoided the spoilers for the week and then watched that episode. I was like, oh, all right, whatever. And then, like, the next day I was like, oh, crap.
There's more.
Another episode. And that last episode was shit. That was not nice. I suspected that that was the reason he was telling the story.
Yeah.
But not to bang Robin.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was hilarious, but that...
I love the reaction from the kids too. It's like, this is not the reason you told us this story.
Yeah,
you told us this story because you're totally in love with Robin still.
Yeah. As a story, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
like that was the clever skullduggery at the end of the story.
It should have ended 2 years earlier, at least. The series.
I got to see Marshall in full Packers gear, so I was all right with this last. Actually, this last season wasn't. I don't like how slow it was, but the way that they
Watched it compressed, though, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I watched the first half.
I watched every episode.
That was a good up and move away.
I watched every episode as they aired, and
that would drive me crazy.
It was painful.
But seeing it all compressed, you're like, oh, like it's pretty goddamn solid consistency.
Yeah.
That's difficult to pull off.
Yeah, and like some of the curves that they threw in the end, like Lily being pregnant, I called that about halfway through the season because it's like, God damn it, she has drank so much and is not drunk. Why is this happening? Oh, wait. That's why it's always that guy giving her drinks.
Yeah.
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 Huh. So you didn't like it. I don't know anything about the show, but...
So the show is really good at telling stories.
Yeah.
Like, the stories are very well told, and I feel like this was a well, like... I appreciate the technical storytelling aspects of the way that they finished it, but I also feel like that was a cop-out, shit-the-bed moment. It's like, ah, come on. 8 years to tell a story, and he wants to bang Robin?
So much of a story.
The problem is so many people were predicting that the mother was...
9 years.
Yeah, so many people were predicting at the end that the mother was dead. I predicted it last season. I'm like, there's no reason to tell this story this way. She's dead. That's the only...
I think I'd heard somebody say that.
And a lot of people were saying that. A lot of people were saying that throughout this season.
Yeah.
With that, it was one of those things, well, either they will or they won't. Either just because everybody's predicting it, so we're going to be different by not doing that.
Yeah.
Or we'll just... Everybody's bought into it at this point. Everybody... Because everybody's predicting it... You're okay with
Drink that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, let's just go down that path.
What I also don't like, so the entire last season is the weekend of Barney and Robin's wedding.
Right.
So that is 22 and a half episodes of this wedding, then they get divorced 3 years later. Like in the last episode, they do this like...
It's an hour long
rapid fire flash forward, like where they are 1, 3, 5, 7 years, and then like... And 1 year, it's like, oh, and then 3 years, oh, we're getting divorced. Ah, come on, 22 and a half episodes, and then you get divorced in the last.
22, so that would have, did they do it 24 style? Like every episode is a half hour of their life?
They did.
That would have been.
They did a full weekend, but they told you, I mean, they spanned it out so that like an episode would have been about an hour.
Yeah.
In real time. And then they did some things with time where when it was overnight, they actually had Barney going out and getting drunk and losing time. And then, like, there was an episode of everything he did when he didn't remember because he was so drunk.
It was very well done. Like, the consistency for the weekend, you could take the bits and then paste them all in order, and it would be a pretty consistent
thing. They didn't have gaps in the story. There was continuity through the weekend.
Yeah.
Which was
hard to pull off.
Yeah. And that was appreciated.
Well. But then again, they've done that the entire 9-season run. Mm-hmm.
So how do you think, did any of you watch The Sopranos?
Yes.
So how do you think it compared to, like, do you think it's more disappointing or less disappointing than
I was not walking at all into a diner? Disappointed with the ending of The Sopranos. Zero disappointed.
I was a little disappointed.
I was not, because for me, what Sopranos gave me at the end was
a massive erection.
No ending.
Yeah.
The life goes on. And I like those kind of endings. When you can give me an ending that tells me that life goes on, I appreciate that, unless there's a real reason for there to be a finality. Like the ending of MASH. They all go home. That's appropriate. There's an ending.
Right.
There is a parting of ways. The ending of Cheers, the bar opens up the next day. Because the bar is still there. The people come and go, but the bar is still there. This was the end of the story. And I liked that. And they kind of gave me what I expected up to a point. But the last episode was...
I don't. It felt rushed. But you had 9 goddamn seasons.
Well, I think it only felt rushed because for me, the last season felt like it dragged.
It did feel like.
I would have more appreciated them doing the first half of the season as the wedding, and then do an episode like the last so many episodes being a year, like. This is the stuff that happened year one after. Mm-hmm. This is the stuff that happened year two after. Or have it be a common day. like New Year's Day or something.
Here's another thing. So, like, in the beginning, Ted tries to bang Robin, and then they get together, and they do bang, and then they break up, and then they get back together again, and then they break up, and then for, like, four seasons, they're broken up, and it's fine, and then in the last season, it's like, I think we should have been together, and then they both arrive at the conclusion, no, we shouldn't have, I should just marry Barney, and it'll be fine, and then the end of the story is, no, we should get back together. Oh my God.
So you're unhappy with the indecisiveness.
Yeah.
Of the story.
Listen, Kobe Smulders is really hot, but yeah, not worth as much work.
She was hotter earlier in the series. She got too skinny.
Everybody's getting uglier, Tony.
She got too skinny for me.
None of us is getting hotter.
It's because she was commanding that airship. That's what you didn't like about it.
Maybe.
She was in a position of power.
No,
she had a name in this Winter Soldier. She had a name and she did things.
I don't know. I liked the series as a whole. The last season, for me, it was a mess. But that was because I watched it.
It's much better condensed.
I can completely imagine that it would be. But that is not how I watched it. Then again, I'm also the guy who watched Lost condensed and didn't have the problems with the ending that a lot of people that went in watched it week over week
did. You know, I didn't have a problem with Breaking Bad finale.
Breaking Bad finale.
I don't think anybody did. I think most people liked it.
My dad asked me, so does he die in the last episode? I don't know. You watch the five seasons and find out. I'm going to give you the ending. God. You don't have to suffer through it either. It's all good.
It is good.
God damn it. Yeah. So lazy.
And and they're not long seasons.
Well, and none of them lags. There's no like, oh, you have to power through season two. Nope.
You occasionally have to power through breakfast.
No.
A 5-minute breakfast scene.
Oh, those breakfasts are so good. I looked at those pancakes and I want the pancakes and I want the bacon.
Yeah.
I want the familial discord and the
scabby lasagna.
Why you gotta be such a bitch?
Yeah, I'll want that too. All right, that's what I got on How I Met Your Mother.
So what else? You have any other?
No, I've lost.
Surely you're backed up.
It'll come back to me. Don't worry.
Complain about.
All right. By the way, Amy Schumer, she has a TV show on Comedy Central. Not only is that chick really hot, but she is really funny.
I don't know who that is, but if she's DVR, hot and funny, I'm.
Should DVR it.
I trust your hot funny
combo.
Yeah.
No, Inside Amy Schumer is a good show. It's I will attest to that.
Really goddamn funny.
I really like it.
That sounds like porn.
It does sound like porn.
It's kind of intentional. And once you see it, you'll find out why.
I want to be Inside Amy Schumer.
Fair enough. All right. So Winter Soldier. Daryl, what'd you think?
I think it was great. I was pretty well captivated all the way through the movie. It was surprise after surprise.
Jolie?
I liked it. And I kind of knew that I was even before I saw it. So it was kind of like, all right, well, let's get this over with because I'm going to like it. And then we'll get on with other things.
Entertain me.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel the same way, although I have serious problems with this goddamn movie. We'll get into it later.
Okay.
I guess.
I was entertained. I have problems, but they go beyond the scope of this movie.
Yes. Well, we probably
have I have one problem.
We probably have different problems.
I have one big problem. Everything else kind of falls apart after that.
Is this a Marvel Universe related problem?
It's a Marvel Cinematic Universe related problem. Meaning I don't care about comic books versus film.
I don't read comic books anyway, so
yeah,
it's
a problem with something that happened and should have happened in this movie based on this world that they've created.
You might as well just tell us.
Did Captain America not make out with Nick Fury? Because goddamn, I was waiting for that to happen.
They should have. It had a distinct lack of people who should have been there, like Stark.
Yes.
Tony Stark should have been present. Even if they would have done something like, made reference to the fact that what was going on in Iron Man 3 was when this movie happened. So that's why he wasn't around for those couple of days.
Couldn't have been. Because in the scene where the thing starts targeting people, it shows him in his office. And Iron Man 3, he's never in his office.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you're right. Yeah. Yeah, so that was my problem with it. That and the fact that during Avengers, Tony Stark steals all the secrets of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that's so weird.
How did he not know that Hydra had infiltrated them?
That's weird. Because,
unless he's Hydra.
And it's the thing about it is that they clearly set that up, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, yeah, you don't know what kind of crazy shit S.H.I.E.L.D. is into. All right, Tony, why don't you just tell us? No, I gotta go. I'll see you guys later.
Right.
You didn't have a chance to talk to anybody yet. Or have a chance to...
But New York happened like months ago.
Maybe he lost that thumb drive and he just didn't want to tell anybody.
Maybe it blew up in one of his Iron Man suits.
Right.
It blew up in Iron Man 3 when his house got blown up. Yeah,
PTSD kept him from talking about it or some stupid shit. I don't know.
That seems like a gross oversight. This all seems 100% plausible to me.
That seems like a gross oversight. Mm. Also, does it bother anybody else that all we did was crash these huge airships into a populated Earth?
Yeah. Yeah. That was my first concern. Oh, God. How many people are going to go?
Yeah. Because it was a lot.
Oh, wait. No, they're all going to land right back in the lake.
No, that was a lake. That was the Potomac River.
Still.
Yes, that was one of my thoughts there. Hold on. Shouldn't you, before you start shooting at each other, move them a little off the coast and then sink them?
Right.
Listen, we can't have a countdown timer if we're going to move them away from populated urban
centers. No, they had control of them. That was the whole deal, was to gain control of the things.
Yeah, but they would have lost the cinematic time.
Yes, I know, you would.
And realistically, the other problem I have with the end sequence is, as soon as you have one, and you could shoot at the other two. Now we have two, but we got to get that third.
But why? Special. They're special.
Why?
Don't question it. They're special.
Why can't you just shoot the other ones?
Or just, yeah, and having, now that you say that, I'm thinking, like, why don't they just move the ships to Maryland and shoot them out over Maryland? Nobody gives a shit about Maryland.
Crash them in the forest, yep.
None of those were my big problem with this goddamn movie.
All right, so what was your big
problem? My big problem with this movie is this lazy goddamn storytelling that we're falling into this pit of laziness. It started with Dark Knight Rises, but you know what? I let it go with Dark Knight Rises because otherwise I enjoyed the movie.
So what do you mean by
this lazy?
This insertion of topical goddamn things to make me care about the movie. So basically, the plot of this movie is the NSA. And at the end of the movie, ultimate resolution is that Scarlett Johansson becomes Edward Snowden. That is the ultimate arc of this movie.
This script was written before all of that happened.
The problem with you making that argument is this story is like a decade old.
Yeah, I mean, this is a combination of two comic book storylines,
which I'm fine with, except that you know this was played up in all the wrong ways.
People have picked up on that, but the script was written long before all of the revelations have come out. Now, maybe the directors kind of slanted some of the more topics, but I find it kind of hard to believe that they had that much foresight to do that. They've said this in their notes, that they're more doing a homage to other movies that have had the same cinematic themes, such as Parallax View, All the President's Men, and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I saw Enemy of the State starring Will Smith, so, and that was before this.
Don't bring Gene Hackman into this, all right?
I will bring, and Jack Black. Don't forget Jack Black.
Can't you see Gene Hackman as the role that Robert Redford played?
Pierce, yes.
By the way, here's how you should think of this movie. This movie is the sequel to Sneakers. At the end of Sneakers, they get the device. And that's what launches Robert Redford's career into intelligence.
Ooh.
And how the device corrupts him to this point. That's the way I choose to believe this movie went down.
When did Sneakers come out?
Mid-80s.
Because I think that was the last time I saw it.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't
that cool. Like late, early 90s?
I think it was early 90s. But yeah, I think that was the last time I saw it.
I'm looking it up. I got a thumbprint reader phone now, Tony. Boom!
Ooh.
See that?
Of course, I don't know how to set the voicemail password on it. I've never had to before.
If only there are magic
1992. You win this round. God damn, that was a good movie. You surely do. I want to watch that movie.
Maybe.
That was a good movie.
It's on, is it on Netflix?
I don't know. Let me check. Can I stream it, Tony?
I don't know. Can you? Because if you can, we'll add that to the queue.
That would be a good one because I would like to watch that movie again.
I haven't seen it in a long time, so.
Oh.
I don't think I've seen it since Clinton was president. Oh. So.
Nope. Well, that was disappointing.
All right, so. I've heard other people complain about the title of the movie and the fact that the Winter Soldier was not in as much of it as they thought there would be.
I
kind of
thought that the Winter Soldier was actually Captain America.
Going into it?
Like, all the things they complain about with the Winter Soldier, Captain America ends up becoming by the end of the movie.
In what way?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's counter to what the whole theme of the movie is about.
I saw it opening day, and that was a while ago, Tony.
Yeah. There was a lot of action in this movie.
Well, he was frozen and then came back, so.
Yeah, that was one of the nice things is there was a lot more action in this one. They kept things moving pretty quick. In fact, it was about to fight every second, it seemed.
And
the sequences went on for a long time.
Yeah.
For as much action as there was, I never got bored with the action.
You're right.
Some of the Matrix movies, mm-hmm. I got bored with the action. It's like, okay. I get that you can do all these amazing effects, but I just don't give a shit anymore.
You can clarify that by just saying the second and the third.
I like the
second. No, the third one. I actually like the third one because I hated the first and second one so much that by the third one I didn't care. And it was fun to watch.
You know what I was never bored of? Watching people not break their ankles when they should have broken their goddamn ankles. I don't care if you're Captain America. When you jump 40 feet on a concrete, you break your ankle.
He's Captain Goddamn America.
Yeah, I know who he is. When you jump out of an elevator and land 10 stories down on your shield, that breaks you. Unless you're the Hulk. No, it doesn't break you.
Everything else breaks.
No, they explain that. Because the vibranium shield.
Because stop it. Everything about this
is. Is it actually called vibranium?
Yeah.
That is the worst.
No, it's actually a vibranium adamantium alloy.
That is the worst thing ever. Don't ever tell me that again. Mm-hmm.
They explained that in the first one.
Yeah, if they ever do any of the stories of Wakanda, where the vibranium mines are,
is it like an island of sexually frustrated women?
It's like a pseudo southern African, not South African. It's quite as far South Africa.
It's a hot. What's wrong with South Africa?
It's in a hot, sweaty jungle.
Because it's not South Africa. It's like just north of South Africa,
like Middle Africa.
Near South Africa.
Are we talking sub-Saharan?
Southern-ish. It's like the Alabama.
North of the Kalahari?
The Alabama
of Africa.
I bet it's not the Alabama. Alabama's a special place, Tony.
South Vibranium. Of Lake Victoria?
God.
Well, T'Challa, the king of Wakanda, is also Black Panther. So there's that.
That seems really racist.
Well, he's black. So
yeah,
that still seems kind of racist, though.
No.
I should have made him white. Then it would have been really racist.
Then it could have been South Africa.
South Africa. Apartheid's a cool comic book idea, I guess.
Well, one thing is also, just turning to the action, is we see a lot more of Captain America or Steve Rogers being a lot more aggressive in his attacks. Before, he seemed like he was always fighting on the defensive. And this time he's a lot more aggressive with the use of his shield and his flying fists.
He actively killed people in the first movie.
Yes,
yeah.
There was less of that in
this
movie.
But there was like, you know, reasons.
There was stuff.
They're Nazis. It's always okay to just shoot Nazis.
Murder Nazis.
Listen, Nazis are your universal villain.
Yeah.
They serve every purpose.
And that's 100% okay. Although I will say the one thing Captain America does not know how to do, clearly, is a proper chokehold. Because again, another movie in which a shitty, shitty chokehold works for some reason.
It's because he's just that strong.
No. No.
It's the muscle flex.
No. No.
He drinks a lot of muscle milk.
It doesn't work. Again, it's not hard, but he didn't lock up that chokehold. And it's like, I just can't believe this movie anymore.
There were some weird things that Captain America does, like right off the bat. Like, we're on that ship and he confronts that French guy, and then
played by George St. Pierre.
Rock the Leaper. That guy's actually a comic book character.
All right. And then they get into this weird competitive fight. Like, what is going on here?
You do know that guy's an MMA fighter, right? George St. Pierre is.
Yes.
Okay. Like, well, he was a title holder until he recently quit the business. But
well, he got his ass kicked by Captain America.
Clearly.
And I don't understand.
He's a wrestler, though, so that explains everything.
I don't know why what is this scene supposed to do here? Awkwardly jump us into this control room where Scarlett Johansson is doing some shady shit? Like, is that the point of this scene? Like, what's Captain America trying to prove by fighting this guy?
I thought it was just to watch him fight. I mean, I think that was kind of, to me, it was sort of like, well, I don't know if he did a whole lot of hand-to-hand combat in the first movie.
Was it like, no, everybody else in Avengers had a bunch of shit to do, and you kind of didn't, so here's your consolation prize. You fight this MMA guy, and you got him! Yeah! One-on-one! Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. I kind of like that scene. I'm not gonna lie.
It was, I don't know, like, kind of felt like establishing
the like it.
It felt like it was establishing the tone of the character and just kind of giving you an idea of what he's
capable
of.
That he wants to enjoy beating the shit out of some dude?
No, that he's an honorable guy, and yet somebody wants to fight him one-on-one, he'll gladly accommodate.
You mean the guy who just snuck around the ship killing people indiscriminately, that honorable guy?
No, it's Captain America being the honorable one.
Captain America was the guy who just snuck around the ship killing people indiscriminately.
Okay, no, he wasn't doing terrorists. It indiscriminately. He was doing it for a reason, to take them out.
What? He almost murdered everybody he came in contact with on the ship.
They're the enemy. It's okay, that's what she did.
They're pirates. It's fine. It's fine. The moral, the morals thing. in this movie are very unambiguous. Like, I don't know. I sort of feel like that's the way it should be in a comic book movie, is you should always know who the bad guys are. So, which is why I'm like, I'm not going to question that. That's why
you hate Watchmen, then, huh?
Why I hate Watchmen? No.
Well, the whole movie is set up on the idea of moral ambiguity, because we have Captain America here who's got the moral center, and everybody else who has the shifty moral center.
Well, that's...
And that's what the whole conflict to start is about.
Welcome to Captain America, every Captain America story ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea is that he is the protector of the American way. The question then becomes, who is he fighting against and why?
Yes, he's the protector of America way, the American way, circa 1940. Problem is, things changed a little bit since then.
No, the way I see it is he still protects what he believes are the core values of the American people, not the government. He's never been, or he tries to avoid being a pawn of the government. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he gets put in that position, but that's something that he actively avoids.
Yeah, and everybody else from SHIELD in the SHIELD organization is basically the antithesis of that. They do whatever the government wants them to do because they are the government. And well, he goes one-on-one with Nick Fury
that's not exactly true either. SHIELD is more of a much more aggressive version of NATO. And that's the way it's been portrayed a lot in later years.
Mm-hmm.
They're a spy organization. They want to keep all the secrets so that they have the ability to stop threats as they happen.
As they see them.
And as they see them, whose
lens are they looking through?
Well, it's like, the same stories. I mean, SHIELD is Marvel's version of what Batman and Brother Eye are.
Mm-hmm.
It's how far do you take that protection? You know, at what point does protection become the oppression, stripping away of freedom?
So we're to believe, and I don't know that much about SHIELD in the comic books. So we're to believe it's a multinational organization.
Yes.
So, but does not require any, like, congressional oversight, or There's no authorization involved. NATO does not require congressional authorization.
It's a member organization. It has its own council.
Right, but you do have to get congressional approval to do things like ratify treaties and provide funding. And I certainly believe that if the United States is a member nation pours money into NATO, they're certainly going to want to pour money into SHIELD. So,
well, it depends who's the biggest donor on the block.
So I'm just trying to work out, like, so we're to believe that there's this large organization that's clearly very well funded,
mm-hmm.
that has no oversight. Like, nobody's looking into that.
That council was the oversight.
Four members of the five members of the council seemed to know shit about what was going on all the time.
Okay, so this is also a 2-hour-long movie. They don't get into the history of SHIELD and what is that?
That's my blowfish face.
Clearly.
So what I guess what I'm arguing here is there should be more committees in this movie. It should be like Phantom Menace or something.
Yeah. That's exactly what would have happened. Let's spin the helicarrier. That's a good idea.
Yeah, right.
That's a good move. God damn it.
You're welcome.
Also, what is the point of the AI killing itself and revealing the plan simultaneously?
To reveal plot points.
But then also commit suicide?
Well, hold on. Yeah. We don't know if that's the only version of Zola in there.
Well, why would you inhabit all those old-ass computers if you could move yourself somewhere else?
Or why would you just reveal your plan in a long, elaborate fashion?
Yeah.
And now I'm going to kill you in a way that you can obviously escape.
You've already locked the door. You don't have to say anything to keep him there. Just keep the door locked.
Well, that's what he said. He said this whole thing has just been a long deception to keep you here. Because he's not going to walk away from deception because
they were sending them. That's right.
He was just saying things.
That's just Zola admitted. He said, "This is just something to keep you standing here while this missile's coming in to kill you."
Yeah, but closing the door also keeps them there, but does not.
I sort of feel like if they really wanted to keep them there, they could just have like a game of Pac-Man or something. That would have kept them there and wouldn't have revealed the secret plan. So.
Hey, Captain America.
Who's the genius now?
He's a dumb old Nazi.
Hey, Captain America, it's Tony Stark. Hey, Hydra's running SHIELD. Get on that. 30-second plot reveal, done. Or even like a Tony Stark face appear, like an 8-bit pixelated whatever, next to Zola and be like, hey,
what would have been even better? What would have been even better is Tony Stark keeps calling Cap, and Cap's just still so fucking annoyed at him that he just doesn't take the call. That would have, you know what? I would have bought that. You could have had that as a running gag through the first 20 minutes of the movie where Tony just keeps trying to call and Cap calls me. He's like, why didn't you tell me? You didn't pick up your goddamn phone.
Yeah. But trapped in a goddamn helicarrier for 3 days.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't know how to answer the phone. He is very old.
He seems to have no problem handling his cell phone.
So here's another thing about this movie that I liked. So, before this movie came out, they announced that Black Widow was getting her own movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that's going to be a big goddamn waste of time. Because she hasn't done anything for the first couple movies except stand around and do nothing. And it be completely unnecessary except to be Scarlett Johansson in a really tight, skin-tight suit. But after this movie, I will actually watch a movie with her in it.
Because this was her third movie?
Fourth? Didn't it start with Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2,
mm-hmm. Captain America. No.
Was she in Captain America?
No, I don't remember being in there.
No.
Avengers. She was in Avengers.
Iron Man 3?
No.
No.
No, no she was not in Iron Man 3. So this was her third movie. Yeah.
I don't feel like that's right. I feel like there's more.
It feels like it, but yeah, I think she's only physically been in the three movies.
Anyway, so I liked a lot of those scenes where it's just her and Captain America broing out.
That was good. I liked their relationship.
They're just hanging out.
Yeah. I love their relationship and how she's trying to set him up. I liked that.
They are totally going to bang.
No, she's wearing Hawkeye's necklace, buddy. Mm-mm. You see that?
Yeah.
Julie noticed that. She's like, why is she wearing an arrow for a necklace? I was like, oh, that's nice.
Hawkeye doesn't have that shit on lockdown.
Well, I think he's pretty close.
No, I don't.
It seems.
He's probably keeping the eagle eye on her, though. Should have did there. Picked a different bird. Not the sparrow eye.
Still, all in all, faults and all, this is still a fun movie to watch. I mean, it's worthy put in on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I can see all the lead-ups it's going to.
This movie was better than the last two Marvel movies, which
were... Doesn't that include Avengers, Tony?
No, it does not.
What were the last two?
Iron Man 3 and Thor, Dark World.
Wasn't she in Thor? Thor?
No.
God damn it, Tony.
That was Kat Denning.
I think she... Kat Denning, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take Kat Denning over Scarlett Johansson.
Another thing I liked is Chris Evans is getting a lot more comfortable in this role. He seems to be owning it, so pretty much the way Morton Downey is, starting to own the Tony Stark character.
Robert Downey?
Robert Downey. Morton. I know. I keep getting the two mixed up. Robert Downey Jr.
They're completely different.
Yeah.
Well.
Somebody shows up in the Iron Man suit with paternity tests.
Yes. Smoking a cigarette.
Yep.
Still, I think Chris Evans is still doing a great job with this. He's getting better.
Yes. I was concerned when they originally cast him. Because of
Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Internalized. Yeah. Which, I thought it was great in Fantastic
Four. I liked those movies, but I couldn't see him being as stoic as Captain America needs to be sometimes.
Yeah.
You mean ready to bang?
Yeah.
That guy's pent up. That guy needs to fuck, Tony.
He's going to bang Agent 13.
Agent 13?
Yeah, girl next door.
The hot
nurse. Yeah, Sharon. Sharon Carter.
Yeah.
Peggy's niece.
Listen, if it's a contest between Peggy's niece, Kobe Smulders, and Scarlett Johansson, I think the clear choice is Kobe Smulders.
What about Kat Dennings? What if you throw her
in? Kat Dennings wasn't in this movie, but if she was there, it would definitely be Kat Dennings.
Yeah.
Yeah, no contest. Natalie Portman can watch, but she's on the sideline.
All right. Big question is, Sebastian Stan, Bucky revealed?
What do you mean?
Well, his comeback and the whole thing, his messed up life.
That guy has a small mouth.
Yeah, he's got a weird face.
It is disproportionate to the rest of his face.
I like Sebastian Stan. I wondered why, because the guy's a pretty good actor, and I wondered why he was playing Bucky when Bucky dies. Bucky is not going to make it out of the first movie.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler.
Yeah,
for the last 50 years.
Yeah, that's only been a spoiler since 1946.
Yeah, Tony.
Something like that. So
statute of limitations.
It's close. It's real close.
Soil agreements, people.
Damn it. I liked him as the Winter Soldier. I thought he did a great job.
I also thought he did fine, except for that small mouth issue.
Oh.
He looked fine when they had the mask on.
Yeah, he looked better with the mask on.
At least, hey, you know what? At least they don't have him in a small mouth playing the Joker, because that would just be weird.
It would be weird.
Yeah. No, but he was definitely like the Green Goblin in that way, that he was... better with the mask on.
Wasn't that Willem Dafoe?
Yep. He's scary.
I'll take Willem Dafoe in pretty much anything.
But he's got a frightening
Goblin,
face.
He's
a great actor, but he's got a frightening face.
That's the point. The Green Goblin looks comical. Willem Dafoe is fucking scary.
Yeah, exactly. Which one of these would frighten children more? I think Willem Dafoe.
Car commercial where he plays the devil?
Yeah.
I don't feel he's playing the devil.
Why he yeah.
I feel like the devil is playing Willem Dafoe.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world Willem Dafoe was a person.
You know what I really enjoyed about this movie? That has been largely a complaint that I've had about comic movies in the past. They changed the goddamn world.
Yeah.
Like, in the other movies, have kind of made this passing mention to New York, but you never see it. So there's like no impact. Like right. I never fly through the wreckage of New York, and the world seems largely ambivalent to the fact that aliens poured through the sky and decimated one of the largest cities on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, people seem to be okay with that. You don't see any ramifications for people being like,
and all these superheroes, oh, and all these superpowered men suddenly appear from nowhere to defend the Earth all by themselves.
Oh, wait.
But they made several references to that in Thor. It was just set in London, so.
Yeah, and then London was destroyed.
Yeah.
Well,
but again, like, we just hear about it, but we never actually see the wreckage of these places.
So maybe they're just going through cities, destroying them until eventually we're going to get to a sequel where they destroy Duluth.
It's going to be that new sci-fi show.
It's going to be the Wrecking Crew. It's going to be the Wrecking Crew comic book, because there was actually a comic book of superpowered people that come and clean up after.
That was thought that was Damage Control.
Damage Control. That's it. Wrecking Crew was the Wrecking Crew was a band. No, Wrecking Crew was the bad guys. They were part of Thor's rogues gallery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Damage Control is the one that comes in and cleans up the whole mess and makes a tidy profit doing it.
They have been addressing some of that in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Tony, I can't watch that shit. You know it.
That's fair. You know what? But one of the things that I was afraid they were going to do is they keep saying it's all connected. Between the TV show and
the saw Cloud Atlas.
Of course they would.
The episode before Captain America came out, Sitwell is in the episode.
I don't even know who that is.
The bald guy, the bad guy, and from Hydra.
Hydra double agent.
Weren't most of them
Dan Sitwell.
Who was also bald. Coincidence?
That guy with some weird. He had a darker skin tone, but couldn't really tell like what kind of
what.
Yeah,
you're talking about Sitwell.
Yeah,
Sitwell was white.
No, he wasn't.
No,
then I don't know who we're talking about.
The bad guy on the boat
with the glasses.
Like the Egyptian looking dude.
Yeah. So he's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the week before, and he's like, yeah, I gotta go. I'm being called away. There's a situation on the water. And so he leaves Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
not connected.
And shows, wait a minute. He shows up there. The next episode after that, the movie has happened. They're like, S.H.I.E.L.D. is gone. Fury is dead. Like, this episode came out like 5 days after the movie. And I had heard this is all connected. So I didn't watch it until after I saw the movie. That's I'm glad. Cool. Because I would have got... There was multiple spoilers throughout the episode.
I heard that complaint several times.
I don't think it was a complaint. I didn't look at it as a complaint because they had been projecting for a while that...
Well, yeah, but it's kind of a dick move. Like, not all of your audience can see the movie opening weekend.
You're right. And if
I don't think we have the capacity for that.
I think the problem was they should have taken a bigger advantage of when most networks use this period of the
for sweeps.
Yeah, they just push off and do nothing.
Yeah.
For a couple weeks. Okay, give me a 2 week break in the episodes and say, go watch fucking Captain America, because if you don't, you're gonna get the shit spoiled out of this.
Yeah. Start your episode with a spoiler warning.
Yeah. They should have because they flat out did that. Patton Oswalt shows up and he's like, yeah, fucking Fury's dead. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s in ruins.
Why is Patton Oswalt showing up?
He's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
I'm not watching the show. That's too much.
So he calls Coulson to the side and he's like,
yeah,
he
brought me the sadness bowl. I don't need him to bring me spoilers from Captain America too.
He pulls Coulson aside. Yeah, Fury's not dead. He's just in hiding. The rest of them didn't have the same level of clearance that we have, so I'm letting you know. So, like, they spoiled Fury's death, and they spoiled that he's still alive.
Is Patton Oswalt an agent who's actually just Patton Oswalt? Because I would watch that.
He's not, but he kind of is.
I kind of watch that.
He kind of is.
I appreciate the tie-in from a distance.
And they've done some good, they did a lot of good stuff with, we don't know who is an agent of Hydra, who's loyal to Hydra, and who's loyal to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, great, they did that plot.
Well, they did it for an episode. It was good.
It seems like they could do that for like the next 10 years.
They could, but...
Battlestar Galactica, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Ugh. It was really annoying on Battlestar Galactica.
I don't know. I liked it.
Of course you did.
I did.
What the hell was Thor doing?
He's back in Asgard.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Where was a number of people? Where was Hawkeye? Where was Banner? Hulk ripping shit up?
I kind of feel like that's acceptable.
Maybe.
They could have put him on one of those helicarters. You had him rip a hole in it.
I feel like he intentionally avoids people anyway. So yeah. That doesn't seem...
No,
he is the one I expect not to show up.
Yeah.
We gotta go fucking find the Hulk again.
Hawkeye's off on another mission and can't make it back in time.
Yeah, that seems weak.
That does
most liable.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't hang around S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters all the time. He's got other things he has to do.
Does he?
Yeah. It seems like he would be part of that team, though.
What team?
The team that Cap and Black Widow are on.
Again, he's off on another mission.
Like, storming that boat seems like exactly the thing that we would have Hawkeye around to do.
Yeah. I agree.
Maybe he and the Hulk are on a romantic interlude.
Maybe. Maybe he and Stark are. Maybe that's what's going on.
Maybe all three of them are fishing up.
That makes me very happy to think about.
I bet it does. Yeah. Makes me happy to think of it, too. Probably not the same way.
Maybe he's on vacation and his phone turned off.
Well, that's bullshit.
Playing finger cuffs with Pepper, the two of them. Ugh. Yeah, so we went to the Magic House the other day.
This should not spawn a story about the children's.
Wait a minute. Finger so, cuffs. So we're at the Magic House the other day. And
wobbly age?
Huh?
Is this going to be about the room with the walls?
No.
That you can take the pictures on?
No.
Because I've been there, Tony.
Yeah. That
Francis's wedding reception was at the Magic House. What?
That room wasn't working for whatever reason.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
God, so, I spent like 20 minutes in there making inappropriate pictures.
We went to the gift shop, and they have, I'm looking at them, there are finger cuffs. So I pick one up, and I'm doing this, and then I look, it's like, hey, these are not called Chinese finger cuffs, because that's racist. So better, they're called boink tubes.
Oh, boy.
Why don't just call it a wobbly H and get it over with?
I don't know.
Boink tubes, huh?
They are the boink tubes.
Devil's triangle.
They were right next to the boink berries.
Julie had to get a picture of that.
Yeah, that's a good call.
It's on Facebook.
That's a good call.
And then I had to demonstrate
the finger. You shouldn't have to demonstrate.
Well, it was part of the visual.
How that works?
Well, because all you see is boink tube dollar and like this basket.
That's all you need.
Stuff.
If it says boink tube, I feel like that's all you need. But then
to have the visual of exactly what it was being called the boink tube.
Did you try it like on one side of the shocker?
Oh, I should have. That would have been better.
It would set up some serious psychological problems later on.
No, I think that would just expose you to the truth behind the truth.
Yeah.
The truth is, it really is true.
I'm just the man behind the curtain.
Yeah. I liked it.
I liked it too, despite my many complaints. And goddamn, that guy with the wingsuit was fucking stupid.
I liked
that
Falcon.
That shit was dumb from minute one.
I liked Falcon.
Oh, I'm gonna get my fucking wingsuit. Never gonna drop this guy off a building, but I'm gonna catch him with my wingsuit. Oh God!
I liked Falcon.
I don't understand what's stupid about him.
And what I liked, what I appreciated, was that they didn't do that stupid goddamn costume that he wears in the comic book.
No, the wings were the stupid costume.
No.
The wings are cool. That was cool.
That's a Stark product. Does everybody remember when the Archangel was stupid?
What?
The other, like the Sam Worthington III, the Archangel, the mutant.
That wasn't stupid.
That was stupid, too. That guy was dumb.
You don't read comic books. What are you talking about?
When his wings were replaced with the goddamn metal wings, that was even dumber.
He was the Angel, and then he became the Archangel.
Yeah.
When Apocalypse gave him the metal wings. Yeah.
That was also dumb. Listen, no wings.
Mm-mm. I like the Falcon.
I like the Falcon. I like the metal wings. I'm glad he didn't have an actual Falcon, which he does in the comic book.
Oh, that's
what you're telling me. What you're telling me is that
stupid.
That character is the worst, and they made him less worse than the worst for the movie.
You know what? It worked for me in the movie. It worked for me in this more than the Falcon ever worked for me in the comic book. And I like the character.
That seems like a pretty low bar.
I liked the character. I like his story too.
I don't know.
My only complaint about him was that his recommendation of Trouble Man, as that was the thing that you had to listen to from Marvin Gaye. That was weird.
I didn't get that. I don't know.
I did a lot of really deep soul searching about the list. You know, the list he was carrying around in his pocket. This is all the pop culture things that I have to look up.
Apparently, there are different lists in this country. I saw them all. See the movie in too.
That's what I heard. Yes.
I didn't see Goatsy on that list. I think it was an egregious error for most countries.
Meat Spin.
Meat Spin is very good. We're going to have to give up.
Goatsy.
Who gave my own list?
No. Okay. Who's actually going to... Oh, well, I take that back. I'm going to say, who would actually recommend that to Captain America? And I'm like, well, okay.
Listen, if you were to capture the essence of America, Goatsy is, I think, probably the single greatest shining moment in American history. It encapsulates everything that America is to me. Yep, we're assholes. We're going to show it to you.
Literally.
Stretch it out.
Yeah.
You're going to wonder why you looked at it later.
We are huge assholes.
Yeah, you're going to think about it. You're going to reflect about this later when you're alone in bed and be like, what the fuck? Seriously? That says everything about America. Shake That Bear is going to be on the list?
Two Girls, One Cup.
That's not going to be on the list.
I think it's going to be on the list.
A lot of poop stuff. Two people having sex on a dead bear is one thing, Tony. Poop stuff?
Mm-mm. We got to draw the lines.
Not in my America, Tony.
What about Meat Spin, though?
Meat Spin's great.
Meat Spin's going to be
There's great. No poop in Meat Spin.
There is no poop in Meat
Spin. I had my fill of poop things. Tony, I feel like I've looked in...
You have. You've...
To the eye of Sauron of poop things.
Literally.
Yeah, and have not wanted to go back.
This is what Dragon Con has wrought.
Yeah, this is what Dragon Con has wrought. Goddamn Dragon Con.
Did you hear that story, Jolie?
Apparently not.
I can't tell you. I'm tired. It's very long. But I really get into it.
It's out there somewhere.
I remember.
Daryl's been reminded.
Yes. That was... It's long, and I'll spoil it. It ends with somebody shoving poop into somebody else's mouth, and then me being horrified and leaving.
Being actually in the room where this is happening.
Yes. And the description was just a little on the ick side.
Yeah.
Alcohol involved?
No, that was that's the horrifying thing.
Sure.
Well, I was drunk. He was drunk, but the other two.
Those people were probably stone cold sober, and that's the really scary part.
That one guy apparently had cancer and was going to die or something.
That's right. That was part of the story, wasn't it?
Part of the story.
Wow.
Part of the legend.
Well, all of this sounds fantastic.
It was not. I want to tell you I regret that moment in my life, but I've got a lot of traction out of that story.
So I appreciated the first credit sequence. The second one was stupid waste of time.
I didn't stick with the second one.
I did.
It was a waste of time.
That was fine. What was the first one?
You didn't miss anything.
Von Strucker showing up and showing
Quicksilver
and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Who are also going to be in the X-Men movie.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know who those people were.
I thought it was in the Avengers too.
At first, no. Yeah. The Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch that we saw at the end of this movie are going to be in the Avengers 2. There's also going to be Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in Days of Futures Past.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
That looks really good, by the way.
It does look really good.
I want to not like it, but it looks so goddamn good. I see Tyrion in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's playing Bolivar Trask.
A ridiculous porn, like 70s porn stash.
Because he's a bad guy.
Well, I've seen him bang many a prostitute, so I am down with it. I feel like he's still playing the imp.
Yeah, so they're doing this weird thing where they're having both characters being in both movies, even though they're different studios. And the Marvel Cinematic movies can't call them mutants, and they can't mention Magneto. even though those are Magneto's children and they're mutants. But they have characters from the comic book that are the children of Von Strucker who are superpowered, and they could have just made them. But I guess they need to get Scarlet Witch in there because she's part of the Avengers. So, I don't know. It's bad.
Sounds like a bad circle jerk.
It feels like it.
You don't want to be Quicksilver.
No.
Unless you're playing Limp
Bizkit. Well, that's the problem. You want to be Quicksilver. That's the problem. You have these rather crisscrossing storylines where you have to try to make every universe line up. It's really hard to pull all these distant threads all back into
the problem is they didn't need to. Mm-hmm. Unless they're going to do something really crazy with Scarlet Witch's powers or something.
You've got two different studios involved in these properties, and they're having to work out a way to get around it.
So they're calling them miracles instead of mutants.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they could just get around it by doing it anyway, and then they'll both make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
I feel like there's an artificial competition here.
There is.
They are both going to make a shit ton of money.
This suit's caused all three
of them. All three of them, because Sony's separate from Fox, separate from Marvel. Sony's doing the Spider-Man
movie. Well, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
It's making them a big old fucking bucket of money, though.
Of course it is. Here, put a superhero in any movie. It's going to make you a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Soon the market will be so flooded with superhero movies that we can actually have good superhero movies and bad superhero movies.
Spoiler warning, that's already happening. Money.
Yeah,
but they're all still making the same amount of money, which is a shit ton.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as there's enough diversity that we can actually start some shit float to the bottom.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sink to the bottom, I'm telling you. That looks...
It looks good, but I have a feeling that it's not going to get quite the same bank as...
Well, it's not as well known a property.
I'll probably see Chris Pratt in just about anything except for nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, Zero Dark Thirty?
There it is.
It's a good movie.
I'm not watching it for religious reasons.
He's going to be in Jurassic World.
I'll still watch it.
I'm not going to. I'll still watch it. I'm not going to like it, but I'll still watch it.
I didn't know that was a thing until today.
Yeah. How's that make you feel?
I'm glad that I didn't know it was a thing until today.
But now that you do know it's a thing.
I don't care.
Well, then why were you glad you didn't know it was a thing? It doesn't affect you.
I will see it because Chris Pratt's in it.
I accept this.
There'd be dinosaurs in it?
Yeah. There'd be dinosaurs here.
Oh, man.
Is there going to be...
There's going to be dinosaurs in, like, the new Transformers movie?
There's going to be Dinobots.
Oh, my God.
I know nothing about this movie, only that Dinobots. I need to see it.
We doing... If they did a Beast Wars movie, I would shit my pants.
And then we would...
They
and then
do
we
have
would,
medicine for that.
Then we would auction those off for Sausage Fest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pants? A weird thing.
Yeah.
But I'm
that went to a place that I'm not comfortable with.
Hopefully we worked them.
No.
Oh, no. Sealed in a plastic bag. No thanks.
It's just like the we're not in pants
Ziploc.
Fucking vending machines in Japan.
Yeah.
I feel like that's way different.
It's different like it's between sweaty panties.
It is kind of the same.
I don't feel like that's different.
For the people who want them, it's not.
What would that demographic look like, Tony?
I don't want to meet the
I'd
person.
Rather not. No. But I'm pretty sure some of them are going to be at Archon.
I don't want to meet the person that wants those pants.
Oh, they'll probably
I'm
be
just
that
make
guy.
They'll be on our
road. They'll be that guy.
You know who I'm talking about. That guy.
That guy that hung out at Sausage Fest for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that guy?
We had to give him another gallon. We had to give him another gallon of beer to get rid of him.
Wait, we had beer in the room? I kept walking out to
No.
Okay. Then I just kept walking out because I wanted to.
Yeah.
All right.
We know. It's fine.
I got a problem.
We're used to it.
Tied down.
I got nothing else.
Yep. Yeah, I think we've expended it.
I kind of want to see the next... I want to see a continuation of this story. I hope that Captain America 3 follows... Is him...
Banging chicks, no rubs?
Yeah, going after the Winter Soldier.
Banging chicks, no rubs, I think.
They're tag teaming.
I am...
Who?
Him and Bucky.
No, Bucky's got a weird face.
No, I would rather see
he wears the
Scarlett
mask.
Johansson doing some tag teaming.
That would be better.
That is a movie I would.
That would
Scarlett
be better.
Johansson with a strap on, banging some other chick with Captain America, like a spring break, like a high school / college spring break movie.
They could do it like a sex comedy, right?
Yeah, like with little Porky's thrown in there.
Yeah, exactly.
The Girls of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And Hawkeye.
A little Dukes
Hawkeye
of Hazzard
is just smoking his arrows.
Just a little Dukes of Hazzard.
Seth Rogen takes over the role because Jeremy Renner's not coming back. Seth Rogen takes over the role, and he's all of his arrows are pot. They're compressed pot, and he just smokes them the whole time.
Compressed hemp.
This all seems fantastic.
This is...
Why isn't this happening?
Yeah.
This is actually our punch-out sequence.
Yeah, this... No, this is preempted punch-out.
Yeah, this is our
I would
fun
rather, much
out.
Rather see this movie than punch-out.
Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s new headquarters in set up in Boulder, Colorado.
Well, they need one now. They do need a new place to park their helicarrier.
Well, the only one they got flying.
Before it crashes again.
Mm-hmm. Better get Tony Stark on it. Get him fixed up again.
Nick Fury yelling at them all. Clean up your shit, motherfucker.
I heard Nick Fury was dead.
Snakes on this plane. Snakes on my helicarrier.
I think other people are actually lying.
# Fury lies, Coulson lives. Whatever.
Nick Fury's got crazy eyes.
Crazy eye.
Eyes.
I like how he took off his eye patch. That was kind of awesome.
It made me uncomfortable. Just like how every car in this movie was a Chevrolet made me slightly uncomfortable.
Body placement.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get that. It took me two cars to figure out, oh, they must have a deal with Chevy. And then they totally did because every single vehicle was a Chevrolet.
I don't have any problem with that. I'm used to it anymore with movies.
I pay attention to the car. I like it when the cars are well chosen.
Does it seem weird to you that the last words Nick Fury tells Captain America are "trust no one," but every subsequent character he meets, he tells pretty much everything to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like. There isn't a single person that he doesn't end up trusting until after the elevator.
But that's
And then I'm only convinced that's the case because he doesn't meet any other characters after that point.
Well, that's Cap's nature. He's very trusting to start with.
But who
he
are has really to learn talking that. About there?
But he already didn't trust them. I feel like that should be the thing that pushes him over the edge. Like, oh, this is a bad situation. Nope. Still gonna tell everything to everyone.
No, but didn't he only really talk to
Robert Redford?
Talked to Scarlett Johansson.
Well, no, he talked to Robert Redford because he had to.
He talked to that agent chick who lived next door. He talked to Scarlett Johansson. Then he talked to Robert Redford. And at no point in there is he really obfuscating anything. He doesn't give up the whatever he had.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but it didn't seem to me like he was giving up anything, such that that was his version of not trusting anyone.
Admittedly,
and so the only two people.
Yeah, he didn't know a whole lot. I know this memory stick is valuable.
Yeah.
I know Fury died in my apartment.
Yeah, so he could be.
I don't really know why Fury was in my apartment, except for what he said out loud, which all you motherfuckers have tapped me. So you know what he said anyway.
It's so, just plausible deniability, really.
Then they attack him in the elevator.
That was cool. I really liked that.
That sequence was cool.
It was cool.
That whole sequence was cool. It was really cool. It was before ridiculous.
Before we begin.
I want to get off this elevator.
That was good.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That should have been
that
the
was
wording.
Awesome.
And that was really good. That was a really good Captain America moment, too. Because it's like, he's like, look, guys, I'm giving you
a walk.
I'm giving you a
Here's
chance.
Here's your out. Yeah. So that was cool.
You know who I am. This is a uniform giveaway.
But I feel like there was almost zero reason for them to attack him in the elevator. They heard everything that Nick Fury told him, which was nothing. Also, Cap's kind of dumb. So
yeah.
He knew anything. Like, there was no reason.
Taking the stairs is always healthier.
Yeah, but if you take him out, then, you know, he can't cause trouble, maybe.
Yeah.
It seemed as sound as logic as any. I didn't want to...
Yeah, you know how I usually take people out? Like a bullet from very far away. Like, yeah. I don't know, get that Winter Soldier assassin you've got on your payroll, apparently, and have him kill him. Then, if he survives, well, I don't know why the Winter Soldier's coming after you. It's just Robert Redford, Martin Bishop, please. I expect better from you. Oh, Sir Ben Kingsley. He was in Sneakers 2. And then at the end of the movie, he gets boned because they steal the device. So he turns to drinking and acting. Oh, Tony. Oh, Tony. It fits like a fitted condom. It all just falls into place.
Well, wait. Who else was in Sneakers?
Like a second skin. Dan Aykroyd.
Don't forget how do you fit to squeeze in Dan the Aykroyd?
Well, he's not in the movie. So.
Well, so we got to get him in there.
Yet.
Yeah, he's not in there yet.
Yeah, so we got to fit him in somewhere.
Oh, well, River Phoenix is dead.
A way to bring the room down.
Listen, River Phoenix was an awesome young Indiana Jones.
He was.
Respect.
Those five lines were
fantastic. Sidney Poitier was also in there. I haven't seen him.
I don't think he works. He is not looking good.
No.
Well, he's also very old, so it's okay. He can look bad.
Wasn't he, was it this Oscars that he got something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what?
Lifetime Achievement kind of thing.
And they had to
walk him onto the stage. Yeah, it was.
Well, at least they walked him and roll him. When they roll you, you know it's the time is a coming.
To be fair, they should do that for Jennifer Lawrence because she can't walk. She always forgets how.
Did you see that Becca ask Jennifer Lawrence or Scarlett Johansson?
I did.
That's a Jennifer Lawrence answer right there.
Jennifer Lawrence's yoga pants.
That's right.
That's the tipping point.
Now everybody can take a drink because we talked about yoga pants, or somebody said yoga pants.
That was all Tony, but I was thinking it.
I know. Well, it came up last week as well, so you know.
Or get the two together and then they can scissor.
Finish your drink. We need new drinking game rules.
I would watch a movie that was Scarlett Johansson and Jennifer Lawrence, but Jennifer Lawrence is like teaching her to dance, and then they end up scissoring.
So you like the darks, like the Black Swan meets.
Yeah, without all the angst though, because that's a real boner shrinker.
Yeah, that movie was a boner shrinker. That's why Natalie Portman definitely double backseat to Kat Dennings.
I think we need in the Scarlet Witch movie, she needs to go undercover as a dancer.
What?
And then you could have Jennifer Lawrence train her.
Jennifer Lawrence isn't in the movies though.
But she could be.
How are we gonna get them to scissor if we don't get
if we cross our universes?
I'm fairly certain Marvel's not the movie he's gonna bring me scissoring.
If we crossed the movies, you could bring Mystique. It'd be Mystique and Scarlet Witch. Or not Scarlet Witch.
Days of Scissor Past. Tony, I think we can
bring the Earth 3.
She could shape-shift into...
Unify it with Kevin Bacon as the linchpin. Because he was in... First class.
Yep.
That was ridiculous. Tony, the kill count on the following was 5 the other night.
I stopped watching it after the first season.
Oh, Tony.
I think I made the right decision.
Tony. At one point, Iceman was about to kill somebody, and Kevin Bacon's like, "Don't be me! No, Iceman, you should just indiscriminately murder this person." Then he does. It's good.
That's right, he's in that too.
What are we talking about?
The following?
Yeah, that is Iceman.
Yeah.
I can't
remember. I think that is, apart. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's him.
Melina's like...
Jimmy Olsen and Iceman and the guy from The Following. There are two people there. And I'm not sure which one
is. No, I think that's all the same guy.
I don't think Jimmy Olsen's that guy, is he?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Because the other guy does Warehouse 13, was in Milk.
Oh. I thought Iceman and Jimmy Olsen were different.
I thought Iceman and Jimmy Olsen were the same.
If only there was a way.
If only there was a goddamn way. You know, I'm not looking that up.
Is it worth it?
I don't like when he...
Is it worth it?
...made out with Allison Mack. No. It is Allison Mack.
It is Allison Damn. Mack, yeah.
It's been a long time since I thought of her.
You used to think of her. Yeah, you used to think about her a lot.
She's that brief stint on Wilfred. That was the only thing she's done even semi-recently.
Yeah.
And that was like 2 years ago.
That was a while ago. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. So did you watch the movies that we did over the last couple weeks?
What were they?
American Hustle and Wolf of Wall Street.
Downloaded them both, but I have not watched them.
I was really curious on your take of Wolf of Wall Street.
I'll watch it this week.
Mostly because there's a question that gets asked in the first 10 to 15 minutes of the movie.
Are you talking about that scene with
Jonah Hill circumcised or uncircumcised?
No. You can tell. There's no question about that. Right. You can actually tell at some point. no, there's a scene in the beginning with Matthew McConaughey and with the young Jordan Belfort, and he's
played by Leonardo.
Yeah, DiCaprio's character.
True.
And he's bringing him in and kind of, you know, courting him, and McConaughey's like stoned. He's like, he's on coke and doing martini lunches, and he's like, all right, let me ask you a question.
So in character?
Yeah. How many times a week do you masturbate?
Yeah.
So I was disappointed that you weren't here to prompt the group.
Yeah.
Because I fully expected that you would have prompted
dark me. Places we could have gone had you been here, I'm guessing.
We went to a few.
I know, but it could have, you know.
It would have been different dark places.
Yeah. Man, there's plenty to talk alone. About.
All right, next week, Fargo.
14 on a slow week, Tony. That's the right. Wake up and then go to bed.
Yeah.
Can squeeze a couple middays in there. You're good to go. We'll be there. We're done.
Yeah. I think that we are.
Indeed.
So seriously, you've never seen Fargo before?
I know, but I will. Ask me next week.
I'm trying to figure out how you go for this long and not have seen
that I hate
movie.
That accent.
It's just, I mean, it's just.
And it's also Boston.
Whatever.
It's a different accent.
The friends I have from Boston who have that accent drive me up a fucking wall.
You have a hard time with accents.
I don't have a hard time with accents. I hate that Boston accent. Remember how bad Gone Baby Gone was? Fucking Ben Affleck.
It's a good movie.
I like that movie.
He's just complaining about the accent.
The accent?
No, I liked the movie.
The movie was good.
That was the second movie we did.
Is it all accents?
Wow.
Arguably the eighth movie we did, because we did the Harry Potters.
Well, yeah.
Or the seventh, because the last one wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
So do New York accents bother you? Because they're kind of similar.
No, New York is different.
Yes, it's different.
A less refined Boston accent, but Boston accent sounds like a gutter anyway. Whoa. It's like a less refined gutter.
So what about Southern accents? No problem with those?
I don't have a problem with Southern accents. I mean, they make you sound like you're uneducated, but that's from the South, so, you know, might as well wear it on your sleeve.
Hispanic?
Because that's kind of what the South is turning into.
Whoa, that's racist.
Sure about that?
Is it? I think it's a numbers game, really.
I think that's the Southwest.
Arguably, everywhere is becoming Hispanic.
Yeah, you could argue that.
It's kind of a numbers game. It's
fine.
Nate Silver knows what I'm talking about. I just name dropped him, but
who?
Name dropped Nate Silver.
I have no clue that.
He's the guy who predicted the. So in the last election. Where, like the news sources because they have nothing better to do.
Oh, that guy
spun the election like there was this huge contest and it was neck and neck. And that guy's like,
he was the guy.
No, if you look at the statistics and the projections, this is exactly how the distribution. There's no contest here.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's neck and neck. And then he predicted it. Like, he predicted, like, the 100-point swing.
Yeah. Gamma World this weekend, I guess. If Paul does his thing.
I was thinking about heading out to the Atlantic and finding the Malaysian flight instead. But if you guys want to fucking play Gamma World, you know, I guess I can.
We could do that.
I guess I can wait a week.
I like how that's the either or.
Well, we could bring our instruments and we could raise it with rock.
Yeah. So. If we could also probably find Megatron down there.
Yeah. He's what did this.
Because that's real.
Yeah. No, well, probably Starscream.
It's obviously real.
Well, he needed a new body for Starscream.
I think they actually killed him in the last Transformers.
I've only seen the first Transformers movie.
Spoiler, I think they actually killed Megatron in the last Transformers.
You are not missing anything.
Yo, that's not true. You were missing Leonard Nimoy awkwardly delivering the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few line.
Seriously?
It's fucking bad.
Wow.
It's fucking bad.
It's epically bad.
Wow. Really
good. That's why I liked it. That's why I had a good
time. It wasn't as good as the second one.
I can appreciate that they
none of them are good. I mean, let's be honest. Listen, I mean, the first one was kind of, it was okay.
Number two is the pinnacle. It doesn't get any more pinnacle than number two.
Yeah, I saw the first one and it wasn't great.
You mean the rebooted Star Trek or?
No.
Oh,
Transformers.
Not rebooted. Revitalized.
It was a film.
Resurgent.
And when they
resplendent.
When they made out on Bumblebee.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, I think Bumblebee
kind of vibrated though.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, he's a Mustang.
No. He's a Camaro.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Cars. There is a difference. No.
Mustangs don't are ever. Cars.
You could choose a Mustang and a Camaro. Yeah.
Yeah, because Mustangs are girl
don't
cars.
Say things like that. Respect the cars, man. I'm done here.
Tony, there's a new sci-fi show coming out that it's like humanity became so evil that God sent the angels to Earth to wipe out humanity, but then the devil sent demons and shit to Earth to fight the angels, and then so they fight forever, and humanity kind of holes up in this last bastion of human whatever while the angels and demons fight, and then like 7 years pass, and then the angels come back to kill humanity again. Like, that's the premise of the show. I'm gonna watch this. This sounds awesome.
What is the title of this?
I don't know. It's like Dominion or something like that. But it looked goddamn awesome.
Is this a sci-fi original production?
Unfortunately.
Oh, God.
They can do some really good series.
Yeah,
For a season.
Stargate Universe. They did that really fantastic series that they canceled for no reason.
Because it was good
and it cost them money to make.
We can't have that.
Money they could have been pumping into Sharknado and its ilk.
Yes.
Okay. I like Defiance.
Defiance looks terrible.
Actually, it was pretty decent.
It's got Lily Benz in it, and she's not...
Hey, it was set in St. Louis. Or what's left of it.
It was not. There's like mountains and shit there.
That's because everything got rearranged by the terraforming machine.
Oh. Why would you terraform mountains?
But somehow the arch was still standing after the terraforming.
But why would you terraform mountains into a plane? That doesn't make any sense.
What does it make because the machines ran wild. They had no control. They just terraformed everything wherever they landed.
What? Well, that sounds ridiculous.
That was the premise of the whole thing. Was
I know, and now I'm out, man. Yeah. I know nothing about this show, and I'm out. I'm already pre-out.
Developed a way to like power their ships off of seawater?
No, not power their ships, to make a hydrocarbon fuel from seawater.
Yeah, but like as a byproduct of the process, it removes carbon from the water.
It uses CO2. Yeah,
which reduces CO2. The greenhouse effect.
No, it doesn't reduce the greenhouse effect. Too little comes out of that.
Well, yeah,
disregard the fact that it's an huge energy sink. But the idea is they can make enough of their own aviation gasoline to power their jets without having to be dependent on tankers coming alongside and refilling them up.
Yeah, and I'm sure that process is only going to become more refined.
It will, but it's never going to be cost effective unless you're the Navy and you don't have to worry about paying your electric bill.
Well,
yeah. When you've got a nuclear two nuclear reactors on a on an aircraft carrier, and you can always spare one for making fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, if you can make fuel for the jets.
Yes, it's a help, but it'll keep you operating longer away from a tanker, but you still have the one problem you can't get around. You run out of food.
Well, yeah,
but just the idea that you can.
When you figure up the cost of putting the refining the fuel, putting on a tanker, sending it out there to rendezvous with the carrier, it's sitting there, big sitting duck there, just waiting for somebody to put a torpedo in it. Yeah, if you can make your fuel on board, it's a savings because it almost costs you as much to do it that way. Plus, you're not dependent on a shore based facility anymore.
Right,
you can refuel as long as you can keep moving,
or you just build underwater bases where this stuff is just pumping out fuel all day long.
Well, you can put it on a barge and park it on an island, well, in an atoll somewhere, and like defend it like crazy. But
why would you need to defend it though?
Well, if somebody comes along, they're going to try. The first thing you're going to go for is your fuel.
Again, you can still just do this on the land.
You're talking about pure military operations. Mm-hmm. This is just a good idea to make fuel.
You don't have to do it on the boat.
Yeah.
Well,
you can do it anywhere.
Right. Again, as long as you don't have to worry about paying your electric bill, it's a good idea.
Any nuclear reactor should be able to offset that.
Well, that's the only problem is building them in the first place. And they do require their own fuel to run, too. It's never going to be as cheap as pumping it out of the ground and refining it.
Well, except for when that runs out.
Yes, then it makes sense.
But getting that working now makes sense.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make this a more efficient and scalable process.
To be fair, I only ever read the headline. Mm-hmm. So that's as far as I know.
I read about half of the article. And when I say half, I don't mean like contiguous half. I mean like...
You got to remember, this is a very... This is little more advanced than a tabletop demonstration. Scaling it up and making it work is the next big problem.
Listen, that's what big oil wants you to believe.
Well, that's what engineering is all about.
Big oil wants this.
I don't think they're going to
have Navy wants this other thing.
I don't think the big oil companies have anything to worry about this. I mean, we can still drill a hole in the ground and pump it out.
Global warming conspiracy with their lakefront property investments.
In the middle of Nevada. It's right next to Otisville.
Floating islands. Yeah, that's what we
know. It's just a little place.
Oh, I'm done, so.
Night. You're tapping out.
Yes.
That means I win.